And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rove. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Tuesday that NATO members in Europe were playing with fire by proposing to let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike deep inside Russia, which he said could trigger a global conflict. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg recently told The Economist that alliance members should let Ukraine strike deep into Russia with Western weapons, a view supported by some NATO members. Here's French President Emmanuel Macron following a joint security session in Germany on Tuesday.
Les missiles.
We tell them, we're supplying you with weapons, but you can't defend yourselves. We stay exactly within the same framework. We think that we should allow them to neutralize the military sites from which the missiles are fired.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he agreed with Macron, and that as long as Ukraine followed international law and respected the conditions given by countries that supplied the weapons, it was allowed to defend itself.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday, after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manel Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday, after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea flies trash balloons over the South. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
North Korea has flown hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea. Seoul's military has mobilized chemical and explosive response teams to recover objects and debris in different parts of the country. The North says leader Kim Jong-un has urged his military scientists to overcome a failed satellite launch and continue developing his nation's space-based reconnaissance capabilities, state media's reporting. The report also said Kim's speech on Tuesday warned of unspecified stern action against Seoul for purportedly performing aerial exercises involving 20 fighter jets on Monday. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk says its forces would fortify the border with Belarus after a soldier was seriously wounded with a knife by a migrant. Tusk said Wednesday that a buffer zone some 660 feet wide would be set up along the border, in addition to a 118-mile-long metal barrier already in place to prevent an influx of migrants crossing from Belarus. Poland said the pressure of illegal migration is organized by Belarus and Russia. Officials say a migrant reached across the bars of the metal barrier separating Poland and Belarus and stabbed a soldier in the ribs. The soldier is in serious condition. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial gets a step closer to deliberations on his fate. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money case will give jurors instructions today on the charges against the former president and how to weigh them. Closing arguments were yesterday, with the defense taking more than 2.5 hours, telling jurors the star witness is a liar and Trump did nothing wrong, and prosecutors taking more than 4.5 hours, telling jurors the former president engaged in a conspiracy and cover-up. The jury will weigh 34 felony charges against Trump, stemming from what the prosecution says were falsified business records to cover hush money payments to possibly sway the election. Jurors don't have to find Trump guilty on all counts, but they will have to agree either way on each charge. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
Australian mining giant BHP Group has pledged to invest in South Africa's economy as it seeks support for a £38.6 billion bid to acquire Anglo American, which was founded in the country more than a century ago and remains one of its biggest employers. London-based Anglo American last week rejected BHP's latest offer, raising concerns about its complex structure. The proposed deal would require Anglo American to spin off two South African units, Anglo American Platinum and Kumba Iron Ore, as BHP seeks to focus on copper and other products expected to benefit from transition to green energy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.